We are doing the Doshot Aran, we're up to page Kaf Hei in the Shalem edition, Lamed Zayin in the Mishor edition, Samech Chet in the Masada of Kook edition. We're up to the second speech, and the Ran had been explaining the source of difference between Yaakov and Esav. He had gone back to the pregnancy and described how unusual Rivka's pregnancy was, and now the Ran continues, Vashem Yitvarach Hodia, and God made known, Shezem Yitchayev, Lema she'en bevitna shnei ubarim levat. Hashem made known that this that she's suffering, that she's having such an unusual pregnancy, is a direct derivative. It's the cause of that. The reason it has to be that way is because she doesn't have simply two children in her stomachs. It's not just that she has twins, aval shnei goyim, but rather she has two nations in her stomach. Ki kol echad mehem yeh legoy gadol, each one will become a great nation, ve'ele ha'omim yipardu mimea, and these nations will be divided from her womb. Rotze lomar, meaning to say, ki lo yeh b'nehem ha'pirud liyamim rabim, that it won't take long till you see these two taking completely separate paths. Aval techet tzeitam mimea, almost immediately, as they come out of the womb, yatchil, their division will begin, ve'yamshich, and it will continue. So you take two opposites, you put them in one womb, you have an explosion. Ve'ele ha'omim lo yu shavin be'omitz. And then Hashem tells her, but you should know that these two nations will never be equal in their strengths. Aval ha'echad ya'metz be'etma ve'ashini be'etma. There will be times when one has great power, and then there will be times when the other one has great power. V'sibat pirudam yihyeh. And the reason why they are so divided, why is it that Yaakov and Esav must be on opposite sides of the spectrum? Ki harav ya'avod tsa'ir. Because the elder will be subservient to the younger. V'liyot ze bilti nisbal lateva enoshi. And being that the human nature abhors such a situation, that Esav should be subservient to Yaakov, he doesn't like that. His nature resists that. So, lo yamdu kim bimriva. God says, from the beginning, I've set it up in a way that there will not be peace between them. There will be constant enmity between the two. Ki lu sudar ha'inyan behefech. Had God set it up the other way, that the older one would be in power, and the younger one would be subservient, lo yimashech mizariv uktata. Then there wouldn't have been fights. The way of the world, especially in those days, the elder was given honor. Even in the Torah, you have to respect your older brother. When Hashem said, Rav Yavod Tzair, the elder will be subservient to the younger, Hashem was saying, and you should know, that's the source of the enmity between them. Yes?
I understand that he's older. He's like, what, a few minutes older?
Have you ever talked to twins?
Yes.
And you don't hear them telling you who's older?
Yeah, he's older than us. I guess he has to be a twin. To me, they're practically the same. They almost came out the same time.
I agree. Yeah?
Rashi says that it's like putting marbles in a tube. And so actually, you know, you put in one and you put in the other one, and then when you roll it out, the newest one comes out first and the older one comes out second. So actually,
Yaakov is older in that sense. Yeah, we don't know what Rashi meant by that. Yeah, it's a medrash. Yeah. Ki hatzair lo yema'en le'anot mipnei habechor, because the way of the world is that the younger one doesn't mind being slightly subservient to the older one. But when God said, I'm going to make it the exact opposite, God was saying, and that's going to be the root of the enmity. V'kval dorshu, and our sages already explained, et avicha, when we have to honor our father, l'rabot achicha gadol, that's coming to encompass that we should honor our older brother as well. Aval habachor lo yimtza levavo lichana letziro. The older brother can't find it in his heart to put his head down to his younger brother. Datzir yevakesh hamelucha asher nitena lo, and Hashem says, and the younger one is going to seek out the throne that was really given to him. Ve'lazet yeh b'nehem lo'olam matzah u'mriva. And that's why there will be eternal struggle between these two. And that's what they're fighting in the stomach is really an allusion to. לבקש כל אחד עוז ותעצומות על חברו. They're each trying to overpower the other. We could add the point that Yehuda made, that they're twins. They're so close together. There are but minutes between the two of them. And so even in the womb, they're fighting it out. Who's going to be on top? Because Hashem said the younger one's meant to be on top. But that's unnatural to the older one. So the older one keeps fighting. And that's why the Ran explained earlier in this Pasha that the second we leave the top, it's like a seesaw. Once we go down, they're up. They're always trying to get up. But when we're up, they can't get up. Ve'omnam, but says the Ran, Ech kara ze lo edaehu. How did this work in her? Okay? How did this work? That in the womb, they're already fighting it out. They're not even formed as humans yet, and they're fighting it out. She's in the beginning of her pregnancy, and they're fighting it out. The Ran says, I don't know how that works.
In the beginning, it's like few cells.
So that's what the Ran says. If you ask me to explain this, I understand it's a godly sign. I understand when they're out of the womb, they're fighting. I don't understand how it happened inside of her. I don't know. If you ask me, Ech kara ze, how did this all happen? Lo yedeihu, I don't know. כי אין ספק, because undoubtedly לא נבואו העוברים האלה להיות חייתם בריב ומצא עד כי התחילו בבטן להילחם. The word created, that their whole life, the life about them meant fighting the other. That's the meaning of life for these two. That in utero they're already fighting. אין מנוס, אם כן, יש לתת לזה איזו סיבה טבעית מחייבת. So we have to find a natural cause over here. There must be something here natural that causes Rivka to suffer like that. So what's the natural cause? That's where we'll pick up Ezrat Shem next week.